You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
I mean, we love to showcase, you know, the arena, Gonzaga, and the Spokane community as much as we can, and people get a firsthand a view of it. You know, the game was sold out or is sold out other than, you know, the tickets they hold aside for the other three teams that will be here. You know, it had sold 3,000 tickets, close to it anyway, all session passes before our season started. So those are the expectations our fans had of us, number one, but the excitement that they have about, you know, hosting. And we got, I think that's part of the reason, quite frankly, we got the bid for next year as well, was because, you know, obviously the ticket sales have been great and the NCAA sees that we're serious around here about, you know, putting on a good product. I kind of prefer the fact that we're up here doing our own thing, and I think the people who need to know do know, and they do understand what our program's about and how successful it's been. And also, you know, we recruit regionally. You look at my team, and I've got you know, most of the team is from the Washington area. I got, you know, Western Canada, Northern California, Oregon. You know, we really are just kind of a regional team. So, we don't need the reach to the East Coast to maybe attract recruits and things like that. This is a hotbed for women's basketball. You just think in the last 4 or 5 years of the players who have come out of just Spokane, Angie Bjorklund, Caitlin Redmond, Heather Bowman, Breanne January, Emily Westerberg. These are names that are just from Spokane. And that dates back all the way back to Andrea Lloyd and some of those great players who are all just from this area. So, you know, I've always told my staff, if we can just get the best players in the 509 area code, the best two or three every year, I mean, we're always going to be a contender. And so, yeah, the exposure, all that kind of stuff, it doesn't, you know, it's not that big a deal to me. And look, I'm on your show today, so obviously that's going to help.